It's the Marketplace Tech Podcast for Wednesday, September 11th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Apple's announced a host of new products this week. Two new iPhones, a new operating system, iOS 7, and a streaming music service, iTunes Radio. But the announcement that might really push the boundaries of modern technology is the company's new fingerprint scanning tool. Apple's new iPhones have scanning hardware that unlocks the phone itself. It also could unlock new legal and hacking challenges, Marketplace's Queena Kim reports.
With all the privacy concerns raised by the Edward Snowden leaks, some people are wondering, is it wise to give Apple your fingerprint? Alex McGeorge is a security researcher at Immunity, Inc.
As far as we know right now, it's stored locally on the phone.
And not on company servers, which the National Security Agency reportedly has access to. McGeorge says we'll have to wait until hackers get a hold of the iPhone to see how protected our fingerprints actually are. But with Apple introducing this technology, other companies are likely to follow suit. And that's raising privacy concerns for legal scholars. Some courts have ruled that defendants can't be forced to give up their passwords because it violates their Fifth Amendment privilege against self-incrimination. But our fingerprints?
Our fingerprint is publicly displayable, and we leave it everywhere we go.
Eric Goldman is the director of the High-Tech Law Institute at Santa Clara University.
So it's not private the way that a password would be.
And the concern is that the government could force you to put your fingerprint on your devices to unlock them. In San Francisco, I'm Queena Kim for Marketplace.
Remember that NASDAQ trading halt a few weeks ago? Computer glitches were blamed. And in a study published today, researchers at the University of Miami say that thanks to modern computing technologies, extreme events in financial markets that often happen within a few milliseconds are on the rise. Neil Johnson is a professor of physics at the University of Miami who co-authored the flash crash study.
We analyzed prices in this millisecond, sub-second regime, and we found an enormous number of fractures in the market. There are huge changes in the price that we could only assign to essentially this world where algorithms are really fighting it out. It's almost like rats in a cage looking for tiny morsels of food, which is like tiny mispricings of stock or opportunities to jump in and jump out.
Can you say now that advances in technology had a major role in creating the crash?
Here's the interesting thing. The stock that have the most numbers of these ultra-fast spikes and crashes in the price, they're all financial stocks. So I really do think, although I can't pin it down definitively yet, I really do think that there's only a strong relationship and probably a strong causal relationship between the two.
Physics professor Neil Johnson. Before we go, everybody's talking about the new iPhones, but the coolest phone I saw this week is still just an idea. It's called Phone Blocks. Think of a customizable smartphone made out of Legos, sort of. Videos on our website, marketplacetech.org. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's our show today. This is APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.